and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. In an interview with WJBK Fox 2 Detroit, President Trump is all but certain to have the votes to confirm his choice to fill the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's Supreme Court seat.
We have nothing but time, especially since we have the support. You know, we have senatorial support. People have come out, and I guess we have all the votes we're going to need. They're going to be very happy with the candidate.
Mr. Trump has said he will nominate a woman. After the president met with conservative Judge Amy Coney Barrett at the White House on Monday, he told reporters he would interview other candidates and might meet with Judge Barbara Lagoa when he travels to Florida later this week. Court papers say a package sent to the White House that allegedly contained ricin was also included with a note to the president.
According to court papers, a Canadian woman accused of mailing a package containing ricin to the White House included a threatening letter in the package. An FBI affidavit states the letter told President Donald Trump to give up and remove your application for this election. 53-year-old Pascal Ferrier of Quebec was arrested Sunday at the U.S.-Canada border. She made her first court appearance Tuesday in federal court in Buffalo, New York, where a U.S. magistrate judge entered a not guilty plea on her behalf. The package never made it to the White House. It was intercepted at a mail sorting facility Friday. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Beta has weakened to a tropical depression, but it's still creating problems for people along the Gulf Coast. Lake Charles, Louisiana Mayor Nick Hunter says residents don't need the additional stress after getting hit by Category 4 Hurricane Laura just a few weeks ago.
You can imagine the tens of thousands of people that are in Lake Charles right now who are trying to pick up their lives and put the pieces back together. To have Tropical Storm Beta now thrust onto their shoulders, it's a lot to handle. It is an emotional and mental toll for a lot of our citizens.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 140 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Excuse me, have you ever discussed life insurance?
Well,
sort of.
Have you talked about who'll pay the mortgage if one of you passes?
We definitely haven't talked about that.
Well, then you should talk to SelectQuote. SelectQuote shops for you, getting you quotes from some of the country's most trusted companies, finding you the right coverage with the right carrier at the right price in minutes.
Is it affordable?
Well, how affordable does $500,000 in coverage for as little as a dollar a day sound?
That's great. We can afford that.
To get your free quote, call 1-800-212-1212. 1166 or go to selectquote.com today and get the protection they need at a price you can afford. That's 1-800-212-1166 or selectquote.com. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Monthly premiums vary based on health, company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dr. Robin Titus, Assembly Republican leader. This election is critical both to the future of our state and country. In Nevada, Democrats' total control has led to finance violations, backroom deals, and wasteful spending that's left Nevada families and businesses behind. The best way to stop the Democrats' abuse of power is to elect more Republicans this November. Please return your ballot as soon as you receive it or make sure to vote in person. Let's keep President Trump in the White House and make Nevada great again. Paid for by Robin Titus for AD 38.
Listen to Newsflash Daily for your up-to-date local news, brought to you by Mr. Law. Call Mr. Law now at 702-233-3334. Your authority for personal injury, divorce, and probate cases. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad.
The early bird gets the worm. And the biggest newsmakers in and outside the Beltway. The Hugh Hewitt Show. Weekday mornings 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio that's right for Las Vegas.
It's 4:04. This KFTQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. The Trump campaign's lawsuit against Nevada's expanded mail-in voting program has been dismissed. The judge in the case ruled that the campaign has no standing to challenge the changes and did not show it would suffer any harm. Changes made during a recent special legislative session allow the changes during a declared emergency in Nevada, like the COVID-19 outbreak. The parts of Henderson may have experienced heavy rain and thunder last evening, but Las Vegas still did not officially break its dry spell. The National Weather Service reported about a quarter of an inch in the Anthem area of Henderson last night, but only trace amounts were measured at McCarran Airport. That's the Weather Service's official station. As of yesterday, Las Vegas has no measurable rain for some 154 days, setting a new record without rain. Shortly after celebrating a 34-24 win over the New Orleans Saints last night, Las Vegas Raiders head coach John Gruden surprised everyone in his post-game video conference by dropping the news that he had the coronavirus earlier in the year. The Review Journal is also reporting the NFL has also issued a $100,000 fine to Gruden and Saints head coach Sean Payton, and the teams were fined $250,000 each for not wearing masks.
On-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
We're getting some moderate flows right now as you work your way through the resort area of the 15. Beginning around Sunset, northbound and southbound around Owens. And remember the overnight roadwork, 15 north at St. Rose Parkway. The off-ramp and the left shoulder will close at 9 p.m.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media.
Listen
up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
I can't believe it. We're 42 days away from Election Day. The early voting begins October 17th. We've got 1 week from tonight, the first of four debates, three for the president and one for the vice president. And a lot of you are asking the question, where am I going to watch the debate? I don't know. Hey, I've got an idea for you. Watch it with me at Rhythm Kitchen. You can join me and Nevada Republican Party Chair Michael McDonald as we watch Trump and Biden go door-to-door. The door is open at 5. The debate begins at 6. That's 1 week from today. You want tickets to get tickets to this amazing event, this historic event. All you got to do is go to my website, KevinWallRadio.com. KevinWallRadio.com. Radio.com. It's going to be exciting. Tell you what, let's do. Talking about exciting, last night, it turned out better than I could ever imagined. It was picturesque. It was our new stadium on display. And the good guys won. The home team won. And that's pretty darn good. A guy that I thought about a lot last night was a guy that had a major hand in building this amazing structure. Labor's Union Local 872 Business Manager Tommy White, our good friend. And Tommy, I can't tell you how many times I've thought about you, man, and all the little nooks and crannies and all these. It was so amazing. Tell me what your night was like last night watching this whole thing unfold.
So I was invited, both myself and my daughter. We were invited over to watch the game with Mark Davis, the owner. You know, we got to sit with Marcus Allen and Baseball Hall of Fame Reggie Jackson, and it was a fantastic night. I mean, we watched it on one of the screens at the training center. Everybody had masks on, and we really had a fun night. To sit there and watch Mrs. Davis light the torch, and just to watch the expression on Mark Davis's face as the night was going on. And then, you know, ultimately seeing the Raiders win, Mrs. Davis was so happy. She had her hands raised in the air and really cheering the team on. And everybody that was there last night, it was kind of a small private event, but everybody that was there played a part at the very beginning. Governor Sandoval was there. Sheriff Lombardo was there. So everybody that was there, they had played a part of bringing the Raiders here. It's fantastic.
That's absolutely incredible. What did you think as they were panning the stadium? And this is your baby. I mean, this is your baby. You were with it from inception or conception, if you will. Tell me what was going through your mind.
It's really different when you're standing in the stadium and you're just looking at it yourself than when you're seeing it on live television. And and not only myself, but just watching it, I could tell by the amount of messages I was getting and the texts I was getting from friends of mine going all the way back to New York City, just talking about how fantastic the stadium looks. But once again, Kevin, I got to tell you, seeing the stadium on TV is 100 times different than seeing it standing in the stadium. Now, I never got to be in the stadium while there was a football game going on. So I could just imagine, hearing the crowd, seeing the fans, listening to the cheering. I could just imagine how it's going to be, and I just can't wait for that day to come.
And did Mark Davis have anything to say relative to the possibility of maybe if things go well with the COVID-19, if we go to phase four or phase five, that maybe towards the end of the season we could put some people actually in the building, we could put 20, 25,000 people socially distanced in the building?
He just based on me knowing Mark and me being around him, he will not put anybody in that stadium, any ticket holders, any fans. Now, the press is different, but or even himself. He will not be at that stadium unless all the fans that purchase tickets are allowed to do that. He won't do 25. He won't do a lottery. He won't do, a couple of thousand. He will not do it. It's all or nothing with Mr. Davis.
So even if things improve and the governor lets us, gives us more freedom, it still won't be this year.
It still won't be. Unless they turn around and say we could open a stadium for every single person that holds a ticket, whether you're a fan or not, you will not have the stadium open.
Tell me what it was like. At the very beginning, when this wasn't even a hole in the ground, it was just a plot of land. Could you envision what you saw last night? I mean, do you have that kind of vision for construction projects?
Well, anytime that you look at what someone puts down on paper, and then you see where you actually see the site that it's going to go on, that's when envisioning how it's going to look and. What the outcome's going to be. And I've seen lots of renderings of the stadium before opening night. But I don't think I would have ever actually been able to really get the full picture of the stadium by drawing. So, even when you're doing resorts, Kevin, you see these renderings and you watch them coming up out of the ground and then you watch the glass going on front. To see the stadium up and alive and on national television was something totally different than what I could envision.
Really? How? I'm curious. What you thought would have been different?
Like it's just you see. One second. I think you see the different. You see the different colors. You see the lights. You see the reflection from the sun. You see the light of the sky. Then, going into it's a full sundown when the sky is black. You see all these different views of the stadium, especially from overhead, whether it's from a helicopter or a plane, or, you know, probably we're going to have the blimp out here at some point. But you see all these different views. The one thing that I really would have thought would have looked fantastic on the stadium, when they showed the night picture of the stadium from up above, I think having on the top of the roof, where it says the Legion Stadium, inside that area that looks like a dome, I think having the Raiders logo would have looked fantastic.
Is that something that could be added at a later date?
Oh, definitely, definitely. And, you know, I, Mr. Davis, he wants the full effect when the Raiders are inside the game. You know, I know he wants to see a dock, and he wants to, you know, have a light show. And I mean, he has big plans for opening day and what he feels the fans should expect from the Raiders. So I you know, something like that might be coming in the future.
I got to ask you, because I know there's going to be a lot of talk in the days and weeks to come, and as more teams come through here and play at Allegiant Stadium, what kind of reviews did we get from players that had to play the first game in this big, beautiful new stadium?
I listened to reviews last night, and I listened to reviews all day today, and they think the stadium's fantastic. They think the locker rooms are fantastic. The atmosphere, the temperature, they think everything. Now, let's see how it is when you have 65,000 people in there and you score a touchdown and you hear 65,000 cheering fans. Let's see how the sound effect works out then. But all the reviews, all the players from both sides, they were given nothing but great reviews.
Again, Tommy White joining us, Laborers Union Local 872 business manager. More with him coming up, talking about that amazing night last night. He spent it in the presence of sporting royalty and pop culture royalty. We'll talk about that in just a couple minutes. I'm Kevin Walsh. So good to have you with us. It is Tuesday, and I always get excited on Tuesday because we get a chance to give away a gift certificate to Pancho's Mexican Restaurant. We're going to do that coming up in just a couple minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, this is Stavros Anthony, your candidate for Clark County Commission District C. While the governor has ordered that the coming election will be by mail-in voting, it's important to know that you can drop off your ballot instead of mailing it. And yes, you can vote in person. It's your ballot, your vote, and every person has the right to vote their way. If you want to vote in person, do so during early voting or on election day. There will be plenty of safety protocols in place. You can also drop off your ballot at any voting center. If you do vote by mail, sign it, seal it, and mail it yourself. And please, if you see a pile of mail ballots sitting on the ground or in the trash, call the election department and let them know where it's at. The county is mailing legal ballots to every active registered voter. That's a lot of ballots floating around. I'm Stavros Anthony, reminding you that mail-in voting is an option, not a mandate. Do it yourself, your way. Paid for by Stavros Anthony for Clark County Commission.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month, and there are no contracts and no commitments. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there's no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance, so your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall, or call 855-58-LIBERTY.
Planning for tax season? Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. When used for business, a Range Rover can be depreciated at a faster rate than most luxury cars. So now, owning a Range Rover not only affords extreme breadth of capability to your business, it can deliver significant tax advantages as well. Consult your tax advisor for details. Let our business take care of yours. Come in for a test drive today at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI with facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI from SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip and a stone's throw away from Allegiant Stadium. Kevin Wall with you on AM 670 KMZQ. I'm so excited to have Tommy White on because it was such an amazing night last night, and the good team won. I'm not saying they're my team yet. It's going to take some growing because I'm a Chiefs fan from way back. Tommy, let me ask you though. I'm just curious. The stadium took center stage. The game was great, but I'm curious about the party. I mean, you had like a who's who of Las Vegas and Oakland. Talk a little bit about what this party was like. Where was it? And did you have fun?
I can't even tell you that it was a party, Kevin. It was kind of like an invite. Everybody got to, you know, there was about maybe 30 minutes, 35 minutes of kind of people mingling. And then it went right to watching Mrs. Davis, light up the torch. You know, you only sat next to the person you came with. There was distance in between everybody. It was, they had it at the training facility in Henderson. Everybody, it was very relaxed. It was, Mr. Davis thanked everybody that helped out on getting the bill passed and bringing the Raiders, and who had a big part in bringing the Raiders here. So he didn't leave anybody out, but, you know, his mom showed up about half an hour after, maybe 15 minutes after she lit the torch. And he sat there and right next to Mark and watched the game with him. So it was like I said, very relaxed. Served some pizza and some soda and nice and calm.
It sounds like fun. I'm curious because you and I talk a lot of politics. The Ruth Bader Ginsburg death. And now the possibility of a Supreme Court justice being named by the president and nominated as early as Saturday. And I'm curious what you think of that. And should the president go ahead and do this before the election, wait till after the election during a lame duck session, or let the next president name the nominee?
Well, I try to look at, I mean, it's the president's right to make his appointment, right? And, you know, I try to look at if it's his right to make the appointment, then it's up to the president whether he wants to hold off or not. If President Trump feels very confident about him winning the election, my opinion is I just don't think he should hold off. It's his right to appoint the next Supreme Court justice, and you should go ahead and do that. It's his right.
What about the idea of limiting your choices to a woman? I'd always like to think we're going to try and get the best legal mind with the best disposition in there on this court. Maybe the most conservative that we can find, and it might be a guy rather than a lady.
Well, I think with the way society and the way public is now, I think we need to have a woman on there. She was on there for over 20 something years, but I think we need to have a woman on there. Now he needs to pick who he feels is going to be the best woman for that job. I think if we go with that and get away a little bit from people like they always bashing the president, I think we can get away a little bit from that. And I understand about taking the best person for the job, but I think he's going to be replacing someone that's on there been there for a lot of years. And I think the public in general is looking for him to put a woman on.
Do you worry that there will be some sort of political backlash, not so much for the president, but for a lot of these Senate races around the country where there are some Republicans that are in some serious trouble?
Well, I know there's some Republicans that are in serious trouble, and there's a lot of Democrats that are in serious trouble. But I don't think he should wait. I think it's his right to make that appointment. Now, if he feels that confident about becoming the next president or winning again his second term, then maybe he should hold off. But I really believe it's his right, and he should make the appointment as soon as possible.
Getting back to the stadium just for a couple of minutes, a lot of people are going to say, well, without people in the stadium, we don't know if all the restrooms are functioning, if the water's going to be okay, if all the concession stands are ready to go. When we eventually do pronounce the stadium fit for patrons, for customers, for bodies in the seats, will they bring a lot of your people back and do something tantamount to kind of a dress rehearsal?
Oh yeah, there's been dress rehearsals done for probably the past 3 or 4 months, and I can tell you they were going on last night. What we used to do in the resorts, we would have at least a week prior to an opening, they would have all the workers come in. They would have the workers come into whether it was the buffet, or they would have the workers. You know, it's kind of funny, like when I told you a few months ago, we called it the big flush. So everybody got a chance to flush the toilets all at the same time.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, I remember that. So you might do that again a year from now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't even think it's going to be done. It's going to be done numerous times before that stadium opens, because you want to, I mean, it's kind of like a car. You let a car sit too long, the hoses dry up, so you want to just continue maintaining what we have, continue as if the building was open, going ahead and keeping all the kitchens going. I mean, it's what you have to do when you have a building of that size.
I tell you what, I thought about you numerous times last night watching the game on TV, and I got to tell you, I'm so proud of all of you. You and all of your workers in the midst of a pandemic, going out there every day and making this thing happen. Congratulations, Tommy. Well done, my friend. And you have yourself a great week, and I know we'll be talking again soon.
All right, Kevin. You too.
Thanks, man. Tommy White, Labor's Union Local 872 business manager. And in fact, he'll